Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a law of attraction mentor and spiritual advisor. And I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of August 15th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And this is a big show for me because it's the first time that I have used a microphone for this podcast. Yes, it's true. I have recorded all 150 episodes of this podcast with my phone. So I figured I might stick around and do the podcast a little bit longer. So it was time to invest in that $49.99 microphone. It's my first time trying it out, and hopefully the sound is good. If not, I'll be tweaking it on the weeks to come. But this week, the planet of love, Venus, moves into its favorite sign of Libra on Sunday the 15th, and it stays there for about a month until September 10th, making this the absolute best time for love, dating, and romance. So this transit is also the best of the entire astrology of August. And that's saying a lot since we just had that powerful new moon and then the Lion's Gate. But it just mellows everything out. And it gets help from the five other planets that are in their home signs right now. And this is kind of unusual. But just like us, when we're at home, when a planet is at home or in its home sign, then it's in its comfort zone and its happy place. So right now with Venus in Libra, love is in the air. And since Libra is a sign that focuses a lot of its energy on one-on-one connections, relationships will be at the top of our minds. And that's not just for finding brand new love. This is also the perfect time to get your existing partnership where you want it to be. So Venus in Libra can really help us get our balance back and bring back the magic to our relationships. It's the perfect time to go on a fun date and spend some extra time with your partner. And if you're single, you'll be finding it much easier right now to flirt and strike up conversations. We just happen to be more charming at the moment. So even if finding a new love isn't a priority right now, we can use this energy to our advantage to help improve our relationships with our friends, our family, our neighbors, our coworkers. If you want a better relationship with anyone, this is the time to do something about it. Take some action to make that relationship better. Right now, you'll be successful with that. And Venus in Libra doesn't want us to focus too much on the practical, mundane, maybe boring parts of life, but more right now on beauty and luxury and the finer things in life. So this is a time about enjoying ourselves and the delights of life and just being alive. And this is all happening. Of course, it can't just be one thing, right? This is all happening at the same time we're having a finger of God. So a finger of God is a rare configuration in the sky, and it's related to fated events, F-A-T-E-D. And with this particular finger of God, it is involving the nodes of destiny. So a finger of God usually feels like a missing piece of the puzzle comes together. And all the chain of events that we have been through so far in life, they start to make sense leading up to that moment. It starts to make sense why you got that degree in French in college and you have not used it until now when you get a new job in Paris. So what the finger of God brings is incomprehensible as it doesn't exist before it. So we're talking about fate and destiny right now. And I've seen this with many clients this past week. Many people got messages about their purpose in life and while they're here this, and why they're here this lifetime this past week during my sessions. So this is an important time for fated things to happen. We get a new job. We move. We meet someone. We break up with someone. Stuff that's destined to happen, turning points in our life. So if you're going through big changes right now, just knowing that they're part of your destiny can ease some of the pain and the stress and the anxiety So this is big stuff. And we're getting these messages and figuring things out with all this love in the air. It's just wonderful. And things get even more exciting. I know, can it get any better? Yes, it can, because it gets more exciting as we get closer to this month's rare and gorgeous full moon, which is also a blue moon, which happens next Sunday on August 22nd. So it's happening at the last degree of the zodiac of 29, and that is related to big shifts of energy. This moon brings endings. So the thing to remember right now is that no matter what is happening, it's for your highest good. You're gonna look back on this time and be so thankful. It's moving us forward toward our destiny. And even if that means endings to people, jobs, places, ways of being, our old selves, our old lives, we can take comfort in knowing that it's all meant to be for our growth, to move us forward in a new direction that's for our highest good. So we're at a karmic turning point right now that moves us toward our dreams. A finger of God is like balancing out of karma. And many of us will be elevated to higher levels of spirituality right now. We're waking up. We are waking the fuck up. This is the time. All the stars are literally aligned for this to happen. So this karmic time elevating us to these higher levels of spirituality will be improving our well-being and our quality of life. So destiny is calling right now. This is a huge catalyst for major changes within and without. And this can feel like an awakening. Maybe you don't even know what's happening or if it's real. Is this really real? I'm going to tell you right now, this is your reassurance from the universe. Yes, this is real. This is really happening. You are awakening. Things are changing. You're moving forward in your life. And we can feel as if we're being driven by forces that seem almost beyond our control. So awakening the feeling of our special purpose in life, our awakening of our passions, our desires, our dreams, our just our lust for life. We're gonna feel compelled to almost like throw ourselves headfirst into anything that wakens our passion, our desires. It's like this irresistible pull from a magnet. So there can also be this feeling right now of wanting to make up for lost time and needing to take action. So just stay open to whatever opportunities may come your way this month and go for it. Go with everything that excites your soul. Ooh, doesn't that sound good? I want my soul to be excited. Let's be real. We've had some times where, you know, maybe we've felt a little blah or meh, or is this all there is lately? And no, this is not all there is. This is a time when our soul is going to get excited about life again. It could be the beginning of something wonderful. There's just so much potential right now for magical, wonderful surprises. So how's that for a week, huh? If that doesn't raise your vibration, then nothing will. We have every reason to celebrate. Whatever our current situation may be, things will get better and lighter for all of us. So, whew, I love it. Also, as many of you know, once a year in September, I have a big sale and everything is 50% off. My appointments, my mini mentoring, gift certificates, mentoring, all the stuff is half off. And that's happening at the end of September. But because we're in this fated, destined, karmic turning point, you might need a session with me now before the sale. So right now I'm offering 50% off appointments, only the single appointments, not the mentoring, gift certificates, anything like that. Just single one-time appointments when you use the coupon code KARMA. So I'll keep this code active until the sale in September comes. I'm not advertising it. It's just for people that listen to the podcast. So once again, if you want to get an appointment for between now and the end of September, use the coupon code KARMA when you're booking at abundology.com and you'll save 50%. So as always, thank you for listening. The wheels of fate are turning. Woo! Exciting week. I'm excited. Gosh, who knows? Maybe I'll meet my person sometime in the next 3 weeks. Maybe you will too. Enjoy this fabulous time, and I'll talk to you again next week. And hopefully the microphone made a difference in the listening and it's clearer. So have a fabulous week. I'll talk to you next week.